Usually when we have dinim derais and dinim derabanan, we observe the dinim derabanan with the same seriousness as we observe the dinim derais. Once in a while there's room to be making on a dinim derabanan. Here in Erevin, the whole institution of making an Erev, as it was practiced for so many centuries in Europe, is based on the premise that you're dealing with an Erev that's only a karmelis. You're not dealing with the Rishus HaRabim derais, and therefore there's room to be making. So the reason for that runs as follows. If you look in the list of the Mar Mekaymus on page 1 in these sheets, so in the Perek Aleph in the first section, the subsection test, there's a topic of Osir Rabim and Mabatle Mechitza. The whole idea of Mechitza is that you're makif the Rishus HaYachid and people can't come in from the outside. So what if you make an Erev in a city? You make an Erev in a city, the government won't allow you. The people will stone you if you make an Erev that's going to block all the traffic. So you have to make an Erev that's inconspicuous, that doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim. The Mishnah in Erev in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph has a machlekes hatanayim. You made an Erev. The tanayim, the second perek in Erev, and it's called perek oisin pasid. They used to have such, like we have an Erev, they used to have pasid birois on the highways around the well, so that the Oile Rigolim who are on their way to Yerushalayim to visit the Beis HaMikdash on Shalosh Rigolim should be able to draw water. They themselves would climb down, there'll be a ladder in the well, and the people would climb down and drink the water in the well. Downstairs in the well, there are walls around it, so it's a Rishus HaYochid, but the behemoths can't climb down the ladder. So they would have to have what we would call an Erev, Pasei Birois, around an area on the ground level, so that the owner of the behemoth would climb down the ladder, bring a container of water up and give it to the behemoth to drink, and then bring the container down. So the downstairs, the area, the bottom of the well would have the status of Rishus HaYachin, and on top, the Arab would have the status of Rishus HaYachin. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanayim. What if you have this Arab, these pasei birois around a location, around the well, to enable the Ohel Rigolim to bring up the water? And the highway, the traffic of the highway goes right through the Erev. Does that ruin the Erev? So that's a machlokes hatanayim in the Mishnah and Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So Rebbe, how does it say? Rebbe Yudah Eimer, it's in the Ma'am Mekoymes, Aleph Ches. Rebbe Yudah Eimer, that there's a problem. Yisalkenu Litzdonim. If the traffic goes through the middle of the Erev, that's not acceptable. And the Gemara describes that as also Rabbim, that you have heavy traffic going through your Erev, so it's not, obviously it's not called a mechitza. And the Rabbanim disagree, it's not necessary. There's a machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there is a three-way machlekes of Rishonim, how do you paskin? And this machlekes hatanoim. So some Rishonim paskin, like the Chachamim, that it doesn't pose a problem at all. Even if you have Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, the highways in Eretz Yisrael were assumed to be Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Even if you have Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, it doesn't bother me the fact that the heavy traffic goes right through. The other opinion is that Min HaTorah doesn't pose a problem, but Min HaRabbanon, we're worried about Osir Rabim Vatlam Mechitza. The third opinion is not that even Min HaTorah, it is a problem. So we paskin that there is a problem. The question is whether it's Deraisa Derabbanon, that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's Machlokes HaRishonim. Whether the problem of Osir Rabim and Vatlam Mechitza is a problem Deraisa or a problem Derabbanon. So then Igmar goes on to discuss the fact that there seems to be a double stira. There's a stira within Rabbi Yudah and a stira within the Rabbanon. Here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah says, Osir Rabim from Avata Mechitza. If the heavy traffic goes through the middle of the Yerev, so the Mechitzas are not Mechitzas by definition. Mechitza means that it prevents the traffic. That's what Rishus HaYachid means. There's no traffic going through. And the Rabbanon say, it doesn't bother me. And then we have another place where it's just the reverse. The Rabbi Yudah is not worried about us, and the Rabbanon are not worried about it. So isn't it a steer? So basically the Gemara answers that if you have mechitzas brios, if you have sturdy mechitzas alpidin, it doesn't mean they're made from metal as opposed to made from paper. If alpidin, they're better mechitzas brios as opposed to mechitzas gruos. So if you have mechitzas brios, then all the Tanaim would agree, lo yosu rabim avata mechitza. The heavy traffic doesn't cancel the status of Rishus HaYachid. If you have mechitzas gruos, shvacha mechitzas, then you say yosu rabim avata mechitza. And the machlokes Abiyun Rabbanon is, which are called mechitzas brios and which are called mechitzas gruos. So it's usually assumed, not all the Rishonim agree, the Ritva doesn't agree, it's usually assumed when you make Atzuras HaPesach, that's what we use for an Erev. We use, in Yiddish, you call, you have poles and you have a wire on top. So in Yiddish, or the Schwarze from Broadway Maintenance, who's the world's greatest expert on making Eruvin, so they call that the Erev. The poles with the wire, that's called the Erev. That's, in Yiddish, that's called the Erev. But in the Gemara, that's called the Tzuras HaPesach. You have the frame of a door here. If you have, let's say you have a Rishus HaYachid with walls around his house, the person's going to get into his house, he has to climb over the house. He has to have a ladder to climb. No, you open up a door. The minute you open the door, so there's no longer any mechitza. So you can only carry inside the house when the door is closed. When the door is open, you can't carry. That's ridiculous. And then, even if the door is open, you can also carry. What if the door is missing? You just have the frame of the door. So it's also good. If you have hinges on the door, if you have hinges that can hold the door, so that's also good. What if you don't even have hinges? You just have a frame of a door. You don't even have hinges on the door. Not only are you missing the door, you're missing the hinges. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's acceptable for Tzuras HaPesach. We'll get to that in the course of discussion. In the Rosh quotes a machlokes of Rishonim had a paskin. Most of the Rishonim quoted by the Rosh on that Gemara say that that's not acceptable. The way we make an Erev, we don't put hinges. Never saw any Erev that has hinges on the pole on the side. You put two poles and you put a string on top. So the Rosh quotes Rov HaRishonim paskin like the opinion of the Gemara that you have to have hinges on the side, just missing the door. And the minority of the Rishonim HaMekel, somehow in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak became reversed, and the paskin you don't even need hinges. So the Mishkan Es Yankif was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner started the Volozhiner Yeshiva in 1801, and it lasted for 90 years, till 1891 to 92, and then it was closed by the Russian government. So Rav Chaim, so the Mishkan Es Yankif is one of the earlier Talmidim in the Yeshiva by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He has very strong tshuvas, Litvish style tshuvas. So he was the one who was gunning out to shoot down all the Eruvin in the world. And he had a correspondence with the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who was not the rabbi in Broad. He was a businessman. He was a successful businessman. But he happens to be more famous than the rabbi. The rabbi in Broad at that time wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh, which used to be a classic on Chulin. Now hardly anybody looks at it anymore, but it's a very good Sefer on Chulin, Lev Aryeh. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis was a balabas in the city Broad, and he was more world famous than the rabbi in the community. So the Beis Ephraim brought his Galitzin. So he defended all the Eruvin, Beis Ephraim, and the Mishkan Es Yankif was gunning out to shoot down all the Eruvin. We'll mention every so often something from the Mishkan Es Yankif. He puzzled up all the Eruvin in the world. So one of the issues that he raised was, what's going on over here? The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you don't need hinges. Rav HaRishonim quoted by the Rosh Hashanah, you got to have hinges. Okay, so that's one issue. So the generally accepted opinion is that when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have the frame of a door, even if you don't have the door attached, even if you don't have the hinges, they just have the frame of the door, that's all Pidin considered a mechitza. Is that considered a mechitza min ha-term of the Rabbanon? So the Prima Gadim raises such a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur HaLacha quotes, we'll get to it later. Prima Gadim raises a suffix. Maybe that's only a mechitza min the Rabbanon. I think Mar said beferish that Tzuras HaPesach is good to be mata kelayim. I have, I plant grapes over here, a field full of grapes and a field full of grain. And the mamish growing one next to each other. So you have to have a wall, b'mapsik, in between. So what if instead of putting a wall, you put a Tzuras HaPesach? And the mamish growing on top of each other, but no hafsaka whatsoever. So the Mishnah, the Gemara in Erevin quotes a Mishnah from Klein that that's acceptable. So you see, it's mati klein deraisis. It does not indicate that Tzuras HaPesach works min ha-Torah. So that's what the Chazon Ish writes. The Prima Gadim made a mistake. But I'm a Rami, that's all. Tzuras HaPesach is a din deraisis. And the Galatiana Achrayim come to defend the Prima Gadim. They're never going to say the Prima Gadim made a mistake. So they say, no, the Prima Gadim obviously understood that there are two Tzvei Dinim. There's a Din of Tzuras HaPesach for Kelayim, and a Din of Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim raised the possibility that maybe Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos was only the Rabbanon. If Tzuras HaPesach for Kelayim, that for sure is the Raisa. It's a different purpose of a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos, if I want to carry in an area, so you can't just make a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's say, here's the area, the top of the table I want to carry. So I'll make a Tzuras HaPesach from here to here and here to here. I want to carry over here. That's not enough. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach that completely encloses the whole area. You can't just say, well, I'm next to the Erev, so I'm allowed to carry. If the Erev is down anywhere, so you can't carry. By Kelayim, you don't need that. It should be makif in area. You just need a Tzuras HaPesach that should be mapsik between the grapes and the grain. So Tzuras HaPesach, that it's a mechitza hamapsek, is that the Prima Gonim agrees that it works manatur. But the Tzuras HaPesach, that it should be considered a mechitza hamakefes, that it should be makif the whole area, he's not so convinced that that works manatur. But it works midirabbanon. So if you hold, we always make an Erev, we have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. He can't put up walls, he can't put up fences. The city won't allow you. What, New York City is going to let us put up walls over here? That's out of the question. So if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, so according to the Prima Gadim, the Tzuras HaPesach only works with the Rabbanon, so it's only going to solve a problem that's only the Rabbanon. If you're dealing with the Rishus HaRabim, the Raisa, of course the Tzuras HaPesach isn't going to work. But even if you hold like the Chazon Ish, who writes that the Prima Gadim just made a mistake and forget it, Tzuras HaPesach works min HaTorah, still, most of the Rishonim hold, except for that Ritvoh, Daf Chav Beis, most of the Rishonim hold that the Tzuras HaPesach is considered mechitza, not a mechitza bria. The mechitza's brias, healthy, strong mechitzas, mechitza's gruas. So most of the Rishonim hold that the Tzuras HaPesach falls under the category of mechitza grua, shvacha mechitzas, as opposed to fences and walls. And therefore, the Gemara said the klal on Daf Chav Beis Amanal, bein l'rabbiuda, bein l'rabbanan. The klal is when you have mechitzas briyos, then you don't have to worry about osir rabim and vatam mechitzas. If you have mechitzas gruos, then you have to worry about osir rabim and vatam mechitzas. So whenever we make an erev, it's always mechitzas gruos, and the traffic always goes through. So it's no good, so there's nothing to discuss. So Tosfos comes to the rescue. So Tosfos writes, but not Tosfos alone is not sufficient. You need Tosfos, mitzirach what the Maharam Rutenberg added on to the Tosfos. So if you look again in the Marmikaimis on that section, Aleph Ches, that's Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph and Erevin, so there's a Tosis on the side. Tosis writes in two of the Tosis. Here the bottom Tosis has, and in the previous Tosis, the bottom Tosis, Dima Maschal, the Rabbonon, Tosis, Dima Maschal, Kasha. So Tosis says, Asvara, that the Gemara could have answered some of the problems. Gemara doesn't say this. That says the Gemara could have answered some of the problems by saying that the only time you're worried about osir rabim and vata mechitza is when the mechitza is needed menator. What happens if you have an area that's enclosed with mechitzas on three sides, U-shaped mechitzas, and just missing mechitza on the roof, revias? So the din is that menator you're allowed to carry there. That's a big machlekes. Why are you allowed to carry there? That's machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. If you have an area that's enclosed with three mechitzas, it's a rishus hayochid min haTorah, or no, it's a karmelis min haTorah. But bottom line, you're allowed to carry. Either it's a karmelis or it's a rishus hayochid, you're allowed to carry. We'll get into the details later. What's an aftamina halacha l'mais? So Tosfos says, if you have an area that has three mechitzas min haTorah, you're allowed to carry. But with the Rabbanan in the tikkun on the Ruach Revias, that's clear from the opening Mishnah in Erevin. But you learn the first Mishnah. Mishnah is kemat explicit like that. The whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias is only with the Rabbanan, and therefore there's room to be mekel with a lechi and a korah and this and that and a malter, all kinds of funny things that don't add up to anything min haTorah. Because the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revias is only with the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says if you have three mechitzas, walls, real walls, and the mechitza Revias, which is only needed by the Rabbanon, and Mechitza grew, and it doesn't prevent the traffic, the Tosfos said, nah, the Gemara knew that's not a problem. Also, Rabban Vata Mechitza is only a problem when you're dealing with an issue that arises. Here it's only the Rabbanon, it's not a problem. So that's what Tosfos writes. They really don't have, the Gemara doesn't say that. That's what Tosfos commented on the Gemara. The Mordechai, on the next page, right after the, in the Maramekan, the Mordechai is on the next page, after this Gemara on the Avcha Beis, with the Tosfos, the Matrei quotes the Maharam Gutmar, goes a step further. See, Tosfos is talking about a case where you have three mechitzas enclosing an area, and you don't have any tikkun on the Ruach Revias. And Minatorah, the whole area is considered mukaf. The whole area is considered mamash mukaf. You don't need the mechitza on the Ruach Revias. The Mordechai is talking a different thing. What if you have a karmelis? You have no mechitzas at all, but you're dealing with a karmelis. The whole prohibition of Haitzor is only midirabbanan. That's not the same as what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos is talking about an area that's mamash a rishus hayochid min haTorah, not a karmelis. Tosfos' sheet is that three walls is a rishus hayochid. It's not a karmelis. So Tosfos is talking about a case where the fourth wall min haTorah is lo malo v'lo morid. Absolutely doesn't change anything. The Maharam Rutenberg is talking about a karmelis where you put the walls around. It plays a role on the level of the rice. On the level of the rice, the thing is a karmelis. When you put walls around it, you convert it into Rishus HaYachid. True, for the purpose of carrying, it's the same. The carrying the Karmelis is Mutam and Atar, but for the purpose of Moitzei Mishus Lishus, there are two prohibitions on Shabbos. There's an Isser. You're not allowed to carry Mishus Lishus from Mishus HaYachid to Mishus HaRabim, or from Mishus HaRabim to Mishus HaYachid. Then there's another din. You're not allowed to carry Dalai Lama's Mishus HaRabim. So if you have a Karmelis, you're allowed to carry all you want, but to carry, you're allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRab. A Karmelis ben Atar is a Makom Ptur. And with the Rabbanan, they declared some of them a Karmelis Ptur, they declared as Karmelis, and others they left as a Makom Ptur. So if you'll make a Mechitza, if you make an Erev around a Karmelis, it'll affect the change on the level of the Reis. You just made it into Rishus HaYochid. And if someone will make an Akira in that Karmelis that now has a Mechitza around it, you just made it into Rishus HaYochid. If we'll carry from there into Rishus HaRabim, or from the Rishus HaRabim into this Karmelis that has a Mechitza, it'll be Chayv Misa. That'll make it into Rishus HaYochid. If you have an area that has three Mechitzas, Menatar, there's no need for the Mechitza Revius, and it doesn't affect the change whatsoever. The thing is the same Rishus HaYochid Menatar, whether you have the fourth Mechitza, you don't have the fourth Mechitza. The fourth Mechitza absolutely plays no role whatsoever on the level of the Reiser. The whole Tikkun on the Ruch HaVid is only works Midirabban, only is needed Midirabban, only has an effect Midirabban. If you make a Mechitza around the Karmelis, it plays a role on the level of the Reis. It just converted the Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. So the Maharam Rutenberg went a giant step past what Tosis said. Tosis only says, as a Shtikl Torah, Tosis comes, it's not relevant Halacha L'maisa what Tosis says. Tosis just says, they think that if you have three Mechitzas and you made a fourth Mechitza, and Derech HaRabim goes through that fourth mechitza, you have an issue of Asur Rabim, not the mechitza. Since the whole effectiveness of the mechitza and the Ruch Revi is only with the Rabbanon, so we wouldn't have to worry about the Asur Rabim or the mechitza. Imam Rutenberg went a giant step past that. He says, even if you have a Karmelis and you put an Erev around it, it is relevant. You just converted your Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. But the whole Isur HaYitzor that you were worrying with, the whole Isra of carrying the Alaramas was only the Rabbanon to begin with, so whenever the Isra Hoitzo, whenever the Isra Tiltul is only the Rabbanon, then he says, based on the Tesis, you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim and Bat HaMechitza. So traditionally in Europe, that was what every Erev in the world was based on. You start off with this premise of the Maharam Rutenberg, which is a giant step past what Tesis said. And what Tesis said also, they have no mocker from the Gemara. Tesis just says Mitzad HaSvar like that. So we're starting off with this Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush. And whenever the whole issue of Haitzor is only the Rabbanon, then you have to worry about the Osir Rabim Bat Mechitza. So then, if you have an area that you can declare as a Karmelis, for some reason or another, if you have the right to declare that it's a Karmelis, so then you can say, well, the whole issue of Haitzor that you're dealing with is only the Rabbanon, so then you don't have to worry about Osir Rabim Bat Mechitza. Because every area that we make always has the traffic cutting through it. So that, those are the two reasons why, whenever you want to make an Erev in an area, you have to first declare that the area is not really a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, it's only a Karmelis. First reason is because the Prim Godim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, was mistopic to say, we always make Tzuras HaPesach. So the Prim Godim raised the possibility, maybe the whole effectiveness of Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos purposes is only with the Rabbanim. For Kelayim, the Gemara of the Feresh, it works Men Atar. Tzuras HaPesach works to solve an issue of Kelayim Daraisa. You plant grapes on one side and grain on the other side, all you have is Tzuras HaPesach in between, and no harchoke at all, so that solves the problem there, right? But for Shabbos purposes, Prim Godim raises the possibility that maybe the whole institution of Tzuras HaPesach is only with the Rabbanon, so it'll only solve a problem that's only the Rabbanon. A solution the Rabbanon doesn't work for a problem there, right? So according to the Prim Godim, it's obvious why the first step in making an Erev has to be, you're going to declare the area as a Karmelis. If it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, the Erev is just not going to work. And the second reason is, even if you assume like the Chazon Ish, that the Prim Godim is wrong, that Tzuras HaPesach works Men Atar, but still Rov HaRishonim hold that a Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza Grua. And a Mechitza Grua, that's the cloud the Gemara has on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. If the Mechitzas that you have a Mechitza Grua, then you have to be concerned about Osir Rabim and Vata Mechitza. If you have a Mechitza Bria, if you have real sturdy walls, then you don't have to be worried about Osir Rabim and Vata Mechitza. So since we're always dealing with a Tzuras HaPesach, so you have to worry about Osir Rabim and Vata Mechitza. So the solution to that is what Tosis said with the extension of the Maharam Rutenberg. If the whole issue of Hoitzor to begin with is only the Rabbanon, because you're dealing with a Karmelis, then you don't have to worry about Osir Rabim and Vata Mechitza. So how did we wave this magic wand? Well, what did we do over here? All the big cities, the Rav Shul Saram Derai says, so how do, every rabbi makes an error. He says, hocus pocus, it's only a Carmelist, and therefore you can make an error. How do they declare that it's only a Carmelist?
Quick question on Tosos Shita. So Tosos holds that, what is Makom Torah according to Tosos?
Min HaTorah, there's a Rishus HaYochid, and then there's a Rishus Rab, and everything else in the world is a Makom Torah. And then with the Rabbana, they declared 98% of all the Mekaymus Torah as a Carmelist, and some rare things they left as a Makom Torah, but it's still Hefkid, you can still do whatever you please. Most of the Mekaymus Torah are declared with the Rabbana as a Carmelist. You have a rare instance we're going to get to later, a Karpif. A Karpif is a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. Let's say I have a farm. Every kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, every religious kibbutz has an erev around it. So they want to be able to carry. So they put a big erev around the whole area, so that's no good, mid the Rabbanan min HaTorah, the whole area is a Rishus HaYochid. But mid the Rabbanan, since they plant things there and they're makbid, that no one should walk over there, so mid the Rabbanan, if it's too big an area, if the area is Yosef mid Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim is 50 by 50, Beis HaSayim is 50 by 100. That was the Chatzar HaMishkan. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Mishkan HaShiloh, was 100 by 50. That's how they located where the site of the Mishkan was in the city Shiloh, because there's only one area that's level that's 50 by 100. So by process of elimination, that's the only place where the Mishkan could have been. The archaeologists figured out that's where the Mishkan was. So if you have an area that's Yosef Mebeis HaSayim, you have walls around it, you have real walls around it, but it's a lo hukum fledira. People don't live there. They plant things there in the Makba, no one should walk on it. And it's more than Beis HaSayim. Every kibbutz, every farm on Eretz Yisrael is way bigger than Beis HaSayim. So midirabbanan, min HaTorah tzu v'shus ha'yoch, midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry there. They declared it as a Carmelist midirabbanan. So what do they do on every kibbutz they want to carry? So they make many small eruvin. Instead of making one big erev on the whole kibbutz, on the whole farm, make a little erev. Each erev is less than 50 by 100. And there's one next to the other, next to the other, next to the other. So one Rishus HaYoch leads into the other Rishus HaYoch. So you're allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYoch to the other. Yeah. So how do you do this?
Why don't they just not, meaning, why don't they make the Eruv around the place where people live?
Where the people live, yeah, because they want to, sometimes they have to carry through the field where they planted things. They need an Eruv where they planted things also. So that's why every religious kibbutz has many small Eruv, and instead of one big Eruv that includes all the fields, all the farmlands, they have many small eruvin. Each one is less than Beis HaSayim. Otherwise, when the Rabbani, you're not allowed to carry. So that's a rare instance, that's an exception to all. That started off as a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, and with the Rabbani, we treat it as if it were a Carmelist. But normally, all the other Carmelists are the reverse. It starts off as a Makom Torah. Makom Torah is whatever is not a Rishus HaYoch, not a Rishus HaRabim, so by definition, it's a Makom Torah. So it's a free-for-all Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan, Kemat 98% of all of Mekaymus Ptur, they declared as Carmelists. They're not allowed to carry the Rabbanan. So again, so in order to make an Erev in any location, the first step is, either because of the Prima Gadam or because of the issue of Asa Rabbim and Bata Mechitzta, you have to declare with a straight face that the area is a Carmelist. How can you say it's a Carmelist? It's the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, the streets in the city. How did it all of a sudden become a Carmelist? So first of all, so there are certain conditions that are necessary in order that an area should be considered Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So the first condition the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos, if you look through section Aleph, on page 1 here, Perek Aleph, section Aleph, yeah, the street has to be Tezayin Amawai. Okay? So if you have a little Gesale in Ne'er Sharim that's less than 16 Amas wide, you have a tiny little alleyway that's less than 16 Amas wide, so there's no problem, that will not be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. But we make a move in big cities. The streets are much bigger than Tezayin Amah. Tosis has a suffix, and Shulchan Aruch quotes that suffix. Tosis in Irvin has the diagrams. What if you have a street that's Tezayin Amah wide, then it becomes narrower, less than Tezayin Amah, then it becomes wider again. So the Roiv, that's the end of the city, that's the whole city. So the rive of this street is more than Tezayin Amawai. In a miut in the middle, there's a little part that's less than Tezayin Amawai. So Tesis is mistapik. Maybe even the middle part also becomes a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. They're not sure. Do you say Ruba Kukula if rive of the street is Tezayin Amawai? We'll soon get to details on that. So if you have a little gesel, a tiny little alleyway that's less than Tezayin Amawai, so that's Minatar, that's a karmel, it's not Rishus Aram Deraisa, so that's no problem. Then the Gemara has another klal, not going to help too much. If you have Rishus Arabim that has a roof on top, Rishus Arabim Mekure, so then the Gemara says, Masech Hashem is outside the kes, that's not a Rishus Aram Deraisa. Where do you have Mekure? We don't have too much. Over here we have Mekure before Thanksgiving, I think, or before December 25th, for some mysterious reason, they put sheets from one side of the street to the other. Sometimes in front of the shops, they have awnings. So that's a Rishus Aram Mekura. So the area under the awning doesn't have a din of Rishus Aram Derais. Okay. Or when they put the sheets across the street, so the middle of the street will be a Rishus Aram Mekura, so it won't have the status of Rishus Aram. The Sfasemis and that Gemara and the Afzad Kes raises the question, what if they only put up the Tikra temporarily? They only put it up for a month or 2 months till they take it down over here. It's not there all year long. It's not Kavua. What if it's Mamish only Aroi? Would you consider that Rishus Aram Mekura? So he shows from the Gemara that yes. The Gemara is kemat explicit that yes, that even though the Tikra is only there temporarily, still, Tachas HaTikra is not considered a Rishus Aram Deraisa, it's only considered a Karmelis.
Okay? Even when the Tikra isn't up?
No. When the Tikra is up, then even though it's only up temporarily, under the Tikra will not have the status of Rishus Aram Deraisa. Then there are Gemaras, the third section here. There are Gemaras, the Gemara on the Avchav Beis on the base. The Gemara says, Yeshua ben Nun, when he divided Eretz Yisrael, that a certain area is Misoram Litzibur. He gave it over to the public. The streets in the city belong to the municipality. The highways belong to the state, I guess. I don't know. What if you have a section in the middle of the city, Rockefeller Square, belongs to the Rockefeller Foundation? I think once a year they prevent everybody from going there in order they shouldn't lose their ownership, indeed in the Mahusa. So if you have a section in the middle of Manhattan that's privately owned, it doesn't belong to the municipality, then that's a Gemara and Dafcha, based on the base. If Misorah L'Rabim, then it's a Rishus Arabim Derais. And Misorah L'Yochid, if it belongs to a private person not owned by the municipality, then it's not a Rishus Arabim Derais. Okay, you know, that doesn't help too much. I think there was a city, what was it called? There was a whole city that one individual person bought the whole city. In America, in Pennsylvania, I think. One guy bought the whole area and he built houses and the whole thing belongs to him. Mamish like a city, but it's owned by a private person. So that's not a Rishus, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid we're going to get to, the definition of Rishus HaYochid. But it's not a Rishus HaRam Deraisa because it doesn't belong to the municipality.
In Salt Lake City, the Mormon church is buying up a lot of the land. It used to belong to the city. And there was a whole thing that they got upset that two people were being involved with each other in public and the church got upset. They said, this is our land.
If it's privately owned, it doesn't belong to the municipality, that's not Rishus Aram Derais. Good? There's a Mishnah Nuntes, an Erev and Daf Nuntes, where the Mishnah talks about Ir Shal Yochid as opposed to Ir Shal Rabin. So what does it mean? So the Ramban says, the Mishnah means the same as the Gemara said on Daf Chav Beis and the Beis. If the municipality, if the streets in the city belong to the municipality, and Ir Shal Rabim, the ownership belongs to the public, to the municipality, then it's a Rishus Aram Derais. If it's an Ir Shal Yochid, then it's not a Rishus Aram Derais, it's owned by Yochid. So the Ramban there is in disagreement with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos translate on the Mishnah Ir Shal Rabim as opposed to Ir Shal Yochid. If you have a Rabim, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you have Shishim Ribo, then it's a Rishus Aram Derais. If you have less than Shishim Ribo people roaming around in the city, then it's not a Rishus Aram Derais. Where did they get this idea from that you have to have Shishim Ribo? So they interpreted in the Mishnah. So where did the Mishnah get it from? Mishnah got it from the Chumash, that all of the Ovis Malachis are established, are derived from the Mishkan. The first daf in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, Hach davi Mishkan chashim b'kor eliyav, Hach da lahavi b'mishkan chashim b'kor eliyav, told that whatever activities were important, necessary and important in Asiyas HaMishkan are considered Ovis, and whatever was represented by what was in the Mishkan are considered Tovis. So, and Hoitzah is also established based on the Mishkan. Why? And they were traveling in the Midbar, so there was a Hirosha of the Degolim, which Shvatim should stand on which side, and they should take down the Mishkan and put back up the Mishkan. So the whole Hirosha, all of the special dinim, as to how to travel on the Mishkan from the Psukim you see, from the Gemara you see, this was all the Hirosha of constructing the Mishkan. It's not a Hirosha, it's not a Din L'Doris, Bizman HaZev, Klal Yisrael wants to move from Petach Tikva to Yerushalayim, there's no din. If you know who belongs to which Shevet, there's no din how the Shvatim should travel. It's not a din in traveling. It's a Harasha. It doesn't apply to the Zman. That's only Harasha. But the Harasha is a Harasha and Asiyas HaMishkan. The traveling in the Midbar was in order to lead up to Hakamas HaMishkan in the new location. So the Gemara says when they traveled in the Mishkan, they had Shishim Riba people traveling in the desert at that time. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos interpret in the Mishnah and Eretz in Daf Nun Tes, when it talks about Ir Shel Yochid versus Ir Shel Rabim, Mishnah says there's a Chumra in Ir Shel Rabim and a Kula in Ir Shel Yochid. What's the Kula? Ir Shel Yochid is not a Rishus HaRabim there, right? So what does it mean? You don't have Shishim Riba people roaming in the streets. Shishim Riba is Labdavke. There's a Rashash points out. It's a little change also. Another couple of thousand people. Okay. That's where this idea comes from. The Mishkan is Yankiv, when he was gunning out to shoot the Aser, all the Reuven in the world, so he was Me'orer an issue. What's going on here? How come the minig all over has become that everybody relies on the lack of Shishim? All the little villages in Europe all made an Erev, all assuming that little villages don't have Shishim Riba population, so it's not a Shishim Riba Deraisa. The Taz writes in one place, as if a Basco came down from heaven. It's so popular. This Shita, Kilo Basco, Yatam and Hashamayim, and said that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Shishim Ram Derais and Mazet. One of the Rabbanim writes in a Sefer now. And even if a Basco would have come down, the Gemara says, Lo Bashamayim, what's going on over here? Why did we rely on this Rashi and Tosfos? There are so many Rishonim who disagree. In the Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is quoted as a Yesh Omrim. Yosham, usually the rule in the Mechaber's Lashon is, he quotes a din, and then he says, V'yesh Amrim, means that we don't accept that. There is such an opinion we don't accept. So Mechaber sounds like he's rejecting that opinion. How come that opinion became so popular? So that's what the Mishnah Brura and the Rosh HaShulchan both written approximately the same time. They both write that one of the Gedolim in the previous generation, they both refer to the Mishkan as Yankiv. He made a whole tumult. He said, there's so many Rishonim who don't accept the Shishin Mi, but what's going on over here? How come everybody makes an Erev relying on the assumption, since the city lacks Shishim Ribos, it's only a Carmelist, so therefore an Erev helps. How can that be? So the Mishnah Berurah comes to defend the practice, the Bir Aloch and Shim Mem Hei, Sib Zayin. He comes to defend the practice. So he says, well, look here, in the first place, there were Rishonim who paskin that Ose Rab Matam Chitza doesn't bother me at all. The Rab Rishonim who paskin that it's not a problem. And those who hold that it is a problem, there were a group of Rishonim hold that it's only a problem with the Rabbanon. Oh, so it's only with the Rabbanon. So it's only with the Rabbanon. So you can rely on these Shittos or Mekel that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Rishon Sarabim Derais. If it would have been a problem of Haitzua Derais, he says, then we wouldn't have relied on the lack of Shishim Ribo to declare that it's only a Kamalist. But since there are many Rishonim are of the opinion, if you put together the first two Shittos, one shita that bichlal we don't paskin also rab matal mechitza. The second shita you do paskin also rab matal mechitza, but that problem itself is only the rabbanon. So if that problem itself is only the rabbanon, so then there's room to be made. So something the rabbanon lekul. But that was one of the big issues that the Mishkan is anchored for. Why should we rely on the lack of shishim ribo? The Magen Avraham writes an innocent statement that doesn't seem to be significant at all. When the Shulchan Aruch writes that the streets in the city are Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, Rishus HaRabim, he tells you what's a Rishus HaRabim, what's a Rishus HaYochid, what's a Kamla, what's a Makam Tur. So the Magen Avraham writes that highways, Drachim HaHoch in the early year, highways that go between one city and the other are Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Yeah, okay, what's the Chiddush? Mishnah Berurah quotes that Lashon. Mishnah Berurah Shin Mem Hesed Kot Nyut Zayin quotes that from the Magen Avraham. Seems to be an innocent statement. So there's a sefer on Or HaChaim that you should become familiar with, a very valuable sefer that's called Or HaChaim by the rabbi in Sipinka about the year 1800, around a little over 100 years ago. You see on Yerideya and Ebenezer and Choshe Mishpat, we have next to the Beheita, we have the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva was written in the 1800s. It's fantastic. Pischei Tshuva makes a kitzer. You have a Tshuva Nechasam Sofer that's 3 pages long. He gives you the 4 lines that are crucial. Fantastic kitzer. And he gives you a likut of all Achrenim up until his time. He lived in the second half of the 1800s, the late 1800s. In Or HaChaim, we don't have the Pischei Tshuva. We have the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva was written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, by that businessman with his brother. So every so often, It says on the first page, it's written, Rab Chaim, what Chaim Margolis, and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, by two brothers. So sometimes he writes, look what I wrote in my Sefer Shari Ephraim. And sometimes he writes, look what my brother wrote in his Sefer Shari Ephraim. So who was it? So the Stechemed was, the Stechemed had a Shulchan Aruch that was missing the first page. He writes, he never knew what's going on. Who is this? Then he finally got another edition. Oh, it's written by two people, by two brothers. So sometimes he wrote, look at my safe, and sometimes he wrote, look at my brother's safe. Okay. They lived earlier. They were contemporaries of Rav Chaim Baal HaShanan. They lived in the early 1800s, so they didn't have any Chassam Sofer. So Shari Tshuva never quotes the Chassam Sofer. And sometimes he has Gematrios and Rosh Tevis and Vertlach. It's not as strong in Halacha. It's not as strong as the Pischei Tshuva. So there is a Sefer Pischei Tshuva. There's a tiny little Sefer Pischei Tshuva on Or HaChaim. That's kedai to have. The Mishnah Brura writes in the Hakdama to his Sefer that he only quotes the Mishnah Brura went through all the sugyas. They had a whole team of people working through all the Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Meforshim on the Gemara. Then the Poskim. So he only uses the Poskim on the Daf. In the Shulchan Aruch he used the Magen Avraham, in the Machzis HaShekel, in the Prima Godim, in the Chemed Moshe, Shuas Yankov, all the Svarim on the Daf. Which Achareinim from outside is he going to use? So he only quotes, that's what he writes in the introduction, and it's so, he'll only quote those Achareinim, Tshuva Svarim, that are quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. And sometimes he'll write Ayin Pischei Tshuva. So people think, it must be a misprint. There is no Pischei Tshuva in Aruchim. There is. There's a little sefer by a Dayan from Vilna, Rabbi Yisrael Lisser, has a likut of Achareinim. That's why the Mishnah Brura sometimes will quote the sefer Ogur Bo'alecho. Whoever heard of him? The Pischei Tshuva quoted it, so he quotes it. He'll only quote those tshuvas in the Chassam Sefer that are referred to by the Pischei Tshuva. Rabbi Kivegas, he'll only quote those tshuvas that are quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. But even that Pischei Tshuva, it's not as good as the Pischei Tshuva on Yeridei Aben Ezra Chosh Mishpah. So there is this Sefer, the Or HaChaim, written by the Sepinke Rav. Very good. He has Mar Mekoymes to Achreinim Kemat on every Sif in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. He gives you the Galatian Achreinim and the Litvish Achreinim and the Polish Achreinim, all Achreinim. It's very good. If you have to work out a shaila halacha lemaisa, it's very kedai. It was reprinted recently. They have it in all the libraries. It's a very good sefer to have. So here on this Mishnah Brura quotes this line from the Magen Avraham that highways that go from city to city are considered b'shvizaram. What is he driving at? What's the significance of the statement? So he says he thinks that what the Magen Avraham means is what the Ramban writes on Daf Nun Tes. The Ramban is not happy with Rashi and Tosfos Shita. On that Mishnah Nun Tes, in Eretz, in Nun Tes and Manava, where the Mishnah distinguishes between Ir Shal Yochid and Ir Shal Rabim, that Rashi and Tosfos learn Ir Shal Yochid means less than Shishim Ribo, that's called Yochid. 500,000 people is called Ir Shal Yochid. And Ir Shal Rabim means if you have Shishim Ribo people. So the Ramban is not happy with that. He said, that's not called Ir Shal Yochid. Ir Shal Yochid means Misar LeYochid, like the Gemara wrote on Chav Beis and Beis, if it's privately owned. It doesn't belong to the municipality, then it's not a Bishusaram the Raisa. So Ramban is not happy with the whole idea of the Shishim Ribo. Ramban is on the top of the list of all those Rishonim who rejected the requirement for Shishim Ribo. So then the Ramban adds on, and even if you should already agree with Rashi and Tosfos that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Bishusaram the Raisa, he adds on, he thinks that's only streets in a city. But a highway, Drachma Holch in the early year, he thinks that a highway will be a Bishusaram the Raisa even if you don't have Shishim Ribo. What is that all about? So the Pashto says he means like this. The Ika definition of Ishusarabim means a highway. The street in the city is sometimes labeled as a highway and sometimes labeled as a street. If you have such heavy traffic in the street, you have Shishim Riba people walking on the street, then I declare the street as a highway. I remember I used to live in, I was brought up in Pennsylvania, so I used to live in Philadelphia on 5th Street, not far from the Liberty Bell. I used to walk on Shabbos at the Liberty Bell. All the Mekamis HaMadosh. So the Independence Hall and all the other places. So where I lived, there used to be heavy traffic in front of my home. It was a residential area. There was a shul across the street and homes all over the place. But the trucks would come from Camden, New Jersey, across the bridge, and they would go right in front of my home in order to go to Girard Avenue, in order to go on to further places. So it was a street in the middle of the city, but if there was such heavy traffic, it was like a highway. So that's how the Ramban understands the Tosfos. The Ramban claims that Shitas Rashi v'Tosfos says that the Ikar Rishusarab Neraisa is a highway. And if you have a highway, Aderach HaHelechas Mi'ir Li'ir, you don't need Shishim Ribo. But if it's a street in the city, so then I don't call it a highway. I say it's a street. But if you have Shishim Riba in the street, then that converts it into the highway. So the Or Cheschaim quotes some Achronim who think that that's what the Magen Avraham said. The line that the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Magen Avraham, Nadrochim Harochim Le'Eliyir, have the status of a Shusaram Deraisa. What he meant to say was, and even Tosfos will agree that you don't need Shishim Riba. In the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he quotes that the common practice is lahakal even on that. Even on highways that go drachma hochum near the ear, the minig of most people is lahakal, that if you don't have shishim riba people traveling there, that's also not ushu seram deras. So that's questionable. Is that right to be makel so much? The Ramban thinks that even Tosfos would agree that that would be ushu seram deras.
I call me yearly ear for this purpose. I mean, if it goes from this one of the five towns to that one of the five towns.
Oh, so let's say you have what's the name? You have the West Side Highway here, Henry Hudson Highway, and then you have what's this? What's called?
FDR.
The FDR. So I thought that's a highway, even though people travel, let's say, from part of Manhattan to the other part of Manhattan, they go on this highway. That's Mamasha Highway. Those two don't blend in to be really a street in the city. You can get killed over there if you walk over there. So I thought, according to that Ramban, I thought that a highway is a highway. I thought that should also be a Rishus Haram Derais. They told me that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to his apartment, he could overlook the FDR, and he would sometimes try to calculate how many cars were going by and how much time, to try to calculate whether he had Shishim Riba people traveling on the FDR every day. So he obviously didn't think like I thought. But I thought there's room to argue. The Shmir Shabbos Chassid quotes that the Haskama, the common practice is that even a Mamasha highway that goes between not only the FDR and the Henry Hudson, even Mamasha Highway that goes from one city to the other, if you don't have Shishim Riba, so the meaning is lahakal, that's not a Rishus Haram Derais. So that's what the Or Cheschaim, the Sipinka, he's not a Machmer, the Sipinka, usually Mekel, usually very reasonable. He quotes a Likud Devol Achrayim. So here he quotes the Achrayim who think that the Magen Avraham meant to say like this Ramban, that Drach Mahochm in the ear, you don't need Shishim Riba. And one could possibly add on that even the highways within the city that really don't blend in to be, let's say, Broadway, there's also heavy traffic coming from New Jersey. A lot of people go on Broadway, a lot of people go on Amsterdam. So, but at least Broadway and Amsterdam blend into these streets in the city. But if you have another thing that Mamish doesn't blend in at all, it's Mamish a highway, so there's room to ding zech and say that could possibly be Rishus Haram Deraisa.
What do you have the other way?
Right, that's where I go. I'm going for Shabbos. Yeah. That's why I'm going to Tannersville. So Tannersville is a tiny little village, 2x0. And Main Street goes through the middle. So in the middle of the city, it's called Main Street. Then before and after, it's called Route 32A, or whatever it is there. So there ain't no Shishim Riba in the whole area. There are 25 people living this side, 25 people living the other side. They're all little villages. So that's what I thought the Magen Avraham, and the way the Or Cheschaim is understanding it, that part of the highway after the city ends, before the next city begins, even though there's no Shishim Riba, that's a Rishus Haram Deraisa. And that part of the highway that's in the middle of the city, since the city clearly doesn't have Shishim Riba, so then Tosfos will say that part of the highway is a Carmelis, is not a Rishus Haram Deraisa.
If it was a street that goes above the highway, would that still be considered a Rishus Yachid or a Carmelis?
A street that goes above the highway. Would it be a Rishus HaYachid?
Or like
to be a Rishus HaYachid, you have to have Mechitzes. Would it be a Carmelis? I mean, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. It's not part of the highway, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, no, the FDR has parts where buildings will come on top of it.
The 95
under
the Heights.
Okay, so that part is Makurev. So that part is Makurev.
Yes.
So under the Tikra, that will not be a Rishus HaRabim Derais. The Pashtus is the rest of it. Will be a Rishus Haram Deraisa. That's what we're up to right now. Number hey. So there's a Mishnah that says, we'll get to it soon. So the Mishnah there Nun Tes says that it's only Rishus Haram Deraisa if it's Mefulish, if the street is Mefulish. How do you translate Mefulish? So the Shulchan Aruch says Mefulish means that it goes through the whole city. Let's say you have a dead end. Around Brooklyn College, you have a lot of streets there in Flatbush that everything ends up in a dead end. So the Pashup Shat, the Zainim a foolish, that's not a Rishus Haram Deraisa. You read in the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression, that's what Achrayim point out, even if you have a street that does go to the, goes, doesn't end in a dead end, it goes to the whole city, but it has a major turn. It's like it goes halfway here, then you have a right angle turn, and it goes sideways. And many poskim hold that that's not called mefulish. Mefulish is like the Russian, some of the Rishonim have. Mefulish mishar leshar b'li shum ikum klal. That it goes from one end of the city to the other, and it goes approximately straight. You can't say b'li shum ikum klal. I think that's the Lashon of the Halachas Gedolah. B'li shum ikum klal. A little bit is okay. But if it's a major twist, it goes from south to north, and then in the middle it turns, goes east. So it changes direction. So many poskim hold that that's not a Rishus HaRam Derais. And in fact, Reb Shlomo David Kahana was a rabbi in Warsaw before the war, and then I think he survived the war. He went to Eretz Yisrael, and he passed away after the Medina was established. I think he was in the Rabbanut for a while. But Moshe has some tshuvas that he wrote to him. So they were corresponding with him when Rabbi Munk was the Rav in Paris, and he was interested in making an Erev in Paris, so he sent a letter to Rabbi Chaim Moser. He wanted to make an Erev, and Chaim Moser didn't feel well, so he didn't answer. Then he sent the second letter. Rabbi Chaim Moser sent him back. I had no koyach, I'm an old sick man, I didn't want to write, but you keep on pestering me. So he had no choice. So then Rabbi Chaim Moser sent a letter to the Chazon Ish, who already lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish wrote him, look at my Sefer, and the Sefer has an Ishan Erev where he explains about Paris, the way the city is constructed. He thinks that you can make an Erev. We'll have to get to that. So one of the people who was involved at that time in that Erev, the possibility, Lamai said the war broke out, so they never made the Erev in Paris before the war. But when they were discussing it, when they were negotiating, so one of their letters was sent by Rabbi Shlomo David Kahane from Warsaw to Rabbi Munk, if I'm not mistaken. So he wrote that the Shiloh was in Paris, they had way more in Warsaw before the Second World War, they had way more than Shishim Riba people. When the Erev was made in the days of the Chiddush Arim, Yer Rebbe, so there were no Shishim Riba in Warsaw, but then they still continued to carry in Warsaw all the tzaddikim, Menachem Zemer, everybody carried in Warsaw till the middle of the Second World War, but everybody was killed, they all carried there. So what was the Erev based on if they already had Shishim Riba people? Rabbi Shlomo David Kahane writes in his letter, he doesn't think that the Erev in the first place was based on the lack of Shishim Riba. He thinks it was based on the lack of Mefulash. He says, the smaller the city is, so the more chance there is that the main street will be straight, cutting straight through the city. In Tannersville, where I go in the summertime, main street is mamas straight through the city. Mefulash, Mishal, Shah, Belisho, Mikm, Klal. The bigger the city becomes, so it's probably going to twist and turn. New York City started off as a tiny little village, and the main street was straight. Then they put a statue over here, and a building over there, and something over there, so all the streets have to twist and turn. So he says, the bigger the city is, it's like counterintuitive, a little strange. The bigger the city is, so the less likely it's going to be that you're going to have any street that's going to be mefulish, that's going to go through. It's going to twist and turn. So he writes that he thinks that that's what the Erev was based on in Warsaw from day number one. He doesn't think they ever relied on the lack of Shishim Riba, he thinks that in all big cities, he really rely on the lack of Mefulash. So many years ago, they were negotiating in the 1950s, 1940s, they were talking about making an Erev in Manhattan. So Rabbi Mendel Kasha at that time made an Erev in Manhattan. So Rabbi Moshe wrote a tshuva, a long tshuva, why maybe yeah, why maybe no. He writes a very long tshuva. Then someone asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, you wrote so much in your tshuva about different possibilities here and there, why don't you mention that none of the streets are mefulash? This svara. They didn't have available this letter from Shlomo David Kahane. That only surfaced later, so people said that Rabbi Mendel Kasha forged the letter, the whole thing was a fake. I don't know. It's hard to believe that he forged the letter. It's a joke. The people who don't like Eruv said, they say Mendel Kasha forged the letter. Why should he say he forged the letter? Maybe did forge the letter, doesn't make a difference, but still it says on the books in Shulchan Aruch, the street is not mefulish. So you give so many svaras, l'kan l'kan, why don't you discuss this issue of mefulish? So he says, I can't deal with that din of mefulish because I disagree with the whole Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Erevin, Moshe has very irregular tshuvas. On the rest of Abba Chalkos Shanoch, Moshe's tshuvas are standard regular tshuvas. He knew more than most people knew, so he knew how to work out a tshuva better. Hilchas Erevin has his own shittas on everything, totally against everything the Chazon Ish writes. So Moshe writes, what can I do? I don't agree with the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that mefulish means something else. So he says, take for example this. the street over there, Roiva the street is Tezainam, and the middle is narrower than Tezainam. So Tosis had 2 days since the Roiva is Tezainam, maybe even the middle part also has a din of Ushus Arabim Derais. So Moshe thinks that's Eina Mufulush. Mufulush means that every step of the way it has a status of Ushus Arabim Derais. So part of it is less than Tezainam, even this part is not Ushus Arabim Derais. A part of the street is Mekure, even the part of the street that's not Mekure is also not Ushus Arabim Derais. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. A totally different interpretation of what it means Mufulish. Ramosha says he can't deal with the din of Mufulish because he doesn't agree with the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that that's not what it means Mufulish. But traditionally, that's what it does mean Mufulish. That's why all the Rishayim and Malachim, they all understood Mufulish means that the street, you have to have a street that cuts through the whole city. If you have a dead end, Ramosha held that all the dead ends in Flatbush are Rishus Arabim Derais. He doesn't hold for Mufulish at all. He's not Geres Mufulish. He says even the dead ends are Rishus Arabim Derais.
What about not the only, like we have a situation, let's say in Riverdale, that you have the Henry Hudson that cuts through it, but at certain parts it's not like the West Side Highway, everything's on the same, let's say, same level, but in Riverdale the city is elevated, at least past 239th Street, the city's elevated and the highway kind of runs under the city. So would that be considered a highway that cuts through the city, or is that something that's separate?
Bosh, this is the highway is a highway. So the highway is probably Rishus Arabim. Could well be Rishus Arabim Derais. So the area probably doesn't include the highway. I'm not familiar. The area includes the highway, it does not include the highway.
I don't know.
According to this Rav Moshe, it would be okay. Because if part of that highway is covered, then the whole highway is in a Rishus Arabim
Derais. Yeah.
Right.
According to Rav Moshe's idea, yeah, I don't know if anybody agrees with Rav Moshe. That's why it's a little humorous that they hang up Ramosha's psak and shuls. Ramosha was totally irregular. He says himself he has an irregular opinion. It's legamri not the way it's usually assumed.
When we say that someone's a Rishus Arabim Derais, that's just the streets or the entire city. And if we're looking at Shishim Ribo, that's Shishim Ribo within the city or just on the streets?
That's another question. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that any given street, if you want it to be considered Rishus Ram, has to have Shishim Ribo people walking on that street. So then Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that that's so. He writes a Chiddush. He must have forgotten that the Mishnah Berurah writes it in the Shaar HaTzion, right on that page. Mishnah Berurah writes like that also. He doesn't think that you need Shishim Ribo people walking on the street. As long as in the whole area there's Shishim Ribo people roaming around, so that's also enough to make it into Rishus Ram Derais. Then the question is, what do you mean? How do you define area? Are you mitzarif all the people from Manhattan, or do you say no? Washington Heights is different, and the Lower East Side is different. So there, Moshe goes into details about that. That's details. So again, so the Mishnah says on Daf Nun Tes that Mefulish is a condition in Rishus Arabim Derais, and there's a question: how do you define Mefulish? Shlomo David Kahane, in his letter to Rabbi Munk from Paris, writes the Pashup Shot, the way it's always assumed. It means that the street goes straight, approximately straight. If it's a major curve in the street, it's not Mufulish, it's not going to be Rishus Arabim Derais. And Rav Moshe has this very different interpretation. He doesn't accept that. He holds even a dead end would also be Rishus Arabim Derais. Mufulish means that every step of the way should be Rishus Arabim. So part of the street is Makura, part of the street is lacking Tezayin Amma, so the whole street would not be Rishus Arabim Derais.
Mufulish is only a condition for Rishus Arabim within a city.
It's
like a highway is clearly...
Right. The Pashup Shat is that just like the Sepinka, the Ruchas Chaim from the Sepinka wrote, that you don't need the Shishim Ribo there, so the Pashtus is that if the highway twists and turns, if it's Derech HaYelechas Mir Liir, a highway is a highway. The street in the city, you have to determine, are we going to label it also as a highway? It's only going to be a street. So then if it's Mufulish, then we call it a highway too. But the highways themselves, the Mamish highways, they don't have to be Mefulish. The Pashtus is like that. Then you have Zion. We'll skip Vav temporarily. Then you have Zion. Zohar HaShulchan writes a new Einfal. It's an unbelievable Einfal. He says, Rishus HaRabim has a Hey Hayidia. So it only has the... He's wondering, why does everybody make a Reuven in all the cities? Everybody's relying on the lack of Shishim Ribo, but the Mishkan HaSeankev already shot that down. It's highly problematic. There's some of the Rishonim don't subscribe to the Shishim Ribo story. So he says, no, he thinks it's based on a different thing. Also, he says, the bigger the city is, says that's counterintuitive. The bigger the city is, so the more reason there is to say that's not Rishus Arabim Derais. Why? So he doesn't go with Mefulish, he goes with a different angle. He thinks that a Rishus HaRabim means, if Tannisville, so if you ask people, what's the main street? Main street is the main street. What's the Shaila? The one street that cuts through the whole city. You go from one village to the other, go through Main Street. All the other streets are on the side. The Main Street is the Main Street. So he says, but if you have a city like New York, you have a big street, Amsterdam, and Fifth Avenue, and you have Sixth Avenue, and you have Park Avenue, and you have Broadway, and you have so many streets that are so big. So each one kills the other one, so no one wins the prize to be considered the Hei Hayidi of the Rishus HaRabim. Where did he get such an Einfall from? So he thinks that maybe the Rishami says that. He interprets a Rishami. You know, Rishami, we don't have too much of a tradition to figure out what's flying in the Rishami. That's his suggestion. There's a Tshuva Sefer by the Rav from Lomja, the Divrei Malkiel, way before the Second World War. So he has many volumes. So in an earlier volume, he quotes the Zohar HaShulchan, and he laughs at it. He thinks that it's a joke. I also thought it was a joke. So now he didn't. He made up a new din. Then at a later volume, episode, two or three volumes later, it grew on him. And he says, maybe he's right. Maybe it's not so bad. And then he already adopts it. He thinks that it is correct, that if you have many streets in the city that compete with each other, which is the winner? Who's going to win the prize to be the Rishus HaRabim? The Hei Hayidi, so they kill each other, and none of them have the status of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So these are the various svaras that are used. Weak, little stronger, whatever. These are the very svaras that are used traditionally to be makel, to make an eruv. We only allow an eruv if we can declare that the area that we're trying to be matir to carry in is only a karmelitz to begin with. And why should we declare all of a sudden that it's a karmelitz? So traditionally, the Taz writes kilu baskol yotzim and hashamayim. They always used to rely on the lakim shishim ribo. Then came the Mishkan Nesiyan Committee. He shook that up. He said, there are so many rishonim who don't believe in the shishim ribo. How can you rely on that? So there were others who said that you rely on the lack of mefulash. A lot of times it won't be mefulash. Or the many Rishus HaRabims. If you have many streets and you can't really single out one street as the Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, so then not. The Gemara has a loshen in Erevin a few times. The Gemara says Yerushalayim Achav Beis Amad Aleph, and earlier the above. So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim, during the period of the second Beis Hamikdash, il molid al sasen and olos balayla. If not for the fact that he used to lock the gates at night, it would have chayav malam mishum Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. It would have been a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. But because they locked the gates at night, so therefore it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So what does that mean? It means that at night when they lock the gates, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, but in the daytime when the gates are open, it is. Or because they lock the gates at night, so therefore it's not even a Rishus HaRabim in the daytime. So the Meiri quotes a machlokes on that. Quote said there was a Rishon who wasn't too well known, Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, but apparently he was the Godel Hador. The Ravid is the one who sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. The Ravid, who was one of the Goyim HaRishonim, sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. Which mitzvah do you say a bracha, which not? When you say al, when you say le. So the long tshuva that's printed in the beginning of the Avodah Zarah is written by this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. The Miri, once in a long while, will quote things from Rabbi Yosef. So he's involved in this machlokes. So we assume, if Tal Sasen and Olas Balayla, if they lock the gates once in a while, then even when the gates are open, the city will not be considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Why is that? It's only considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa if you have Hiluch HaRabim, if the people have access all the time. The traffic can flow all the time. If people know that they don't have full-time access, it's not 7 days a week, 24 hours a day that you have full access, so that the fact that you have Dal Sasen and Olas Balayla takes off the status of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa because you don't have Hiluch HaRabim. So in Europe they used to be Mekel, they used to make a Delis, they used to have cities they made in Arab. They were big cities. So well, what was the Arab based on? Nothing was Mekure, and everything was Tezayin Amma. What were they? So they used to have a gate, they used to pay the government a fortune of money to lock the Delis once a year, on Erev Yom Kippur, for half an hour. They locked the gate and they opened it. So they relied on that's called Dal Sasem and all those Balaf Pistach. Notes, very highly questionable. Once a year they locked the gate for an hour. So that's called Dal Sasem and all those Balaf. It's not called Hiluch HaRabim, constant Hiluch HaRabim. The Gemara says that only if you lock the gates every night, you lock the gates, so you don't have constant access. That was the minig in Europe. They used to rely on that. So that's really a big machlekes. How far does that go? Dal Sasen and Olas Balayla takes off the status of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. The Gemara talks about the delas haru uyalino. Even if you didn't lock the gate, as long as you have a gate, then theoretically you could lock the gate. So that's also acceptable. So that's acceptable for what purpose? That's acceptable for this purpose. If you have a delas here, they had a delas that was uyalino, they would lock the gate once a year for an hour. An erev, half an hour, an erev Yom Kippur. So that's called all year long, that's called delas haru uyalino. So that's enough to take off the status deraisa, rishus haram deraisa. That's how the Rambam understood. The Meiri and Erev and Davav and Mebe says the Gemara doesn't say that. There is no such Gemara. Gemara deals with a Din Derabbanan there. Okay, so we'll start with this next time. And then we'll proceed with the section base, Perek Sheni. Okay.
In Amsterdam, there's a lot of canals. And some of them, by bridges, and they're the same size.